We'll be reading from Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked come up against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, and that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me, and he shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. I'd like to highlight two verses in particular. Verse 4, one thing I have desired of the Lord, that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. And as I meditate on that, those two words jump off the page, and I have to go over them again and again, trying to grasp the depth of them. And those are the words, one thing. The Bible gives us many verses that describe and illustrate and teach us about spiritual desire. That is, the love of God. The Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord. Jesus said, seek and you shall find. First or Second Peter says, long for the pure spiritual milk of the word. Psalms say, as the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. Paul said, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. One thing, Jesus said, this is eternal life, that to know Christ is eternal life. One thing to desire, one thing to seek. What does it mean to know Christ? Psalm 27, verse 8, I'd like to reread that. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Our heart's response to God's command. God says, seek my face. So God says to us today, seek my face. What is the response of our heart? David's response was, Lord, your face I will seek. So that is what it means to know Christ. When our heart responds, when God calls us to worship, and our heart responds with, yes, Lord, I'm here to worship you. That is how we know if we know him. Jacob said to his household, put away the foreign gods that are among you. Purify yourselves and change your garments. Put away this morning all other desires, good and evil, and focus this morning on loving God, hearing from God, and purposing in our hearts to obey God. Let's pray. Lord, you have loved us so deeply and so greatly, we probably can't comprehend it. We had joined with Adam and Eve in the rebellion against you, with Satan himself in rebellion. Lord, we deserve your wrath, and yet, Lord, you have decided to save us and show us mercy. And you sent your Son to die for us, to live for us, and to teach us, and then die, be raised up from the dead, ascended to the right hand of the Father, and now rules over all creation. And Lord, you have called us, you have justified us, and you plan to glorify us with you. What a wonderful inheritance we have. How much love you have for us. So Lord, let this love that you have for us teach us to love you. Help us to continue to deepen in our love for you. Continue to trust you in the gospel of Jesus Christ as the power of God to save us, to transform us, that we would all find our satisfaction and our rest in our relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen.